Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Angel, happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, guys. Hope you guys had an amazing, wonderful Wednesday. I know kids getting ready to get out of school. I know people getting ready to get out for work. I know people going to work. I know people probably going to school. But yes, happy Wednesday to you guys. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you, I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Yes, birthday. But today, of course, we're going to talk about Motivation Wednesday. Also, we're going to talk about the WNBA. Also, we're going to talk about the NFL. Also, we're going to talk about the NBA. Now, let's get into Motivation Wednesday. Quote for today is, we ain't joining no winning team. We grinding till the team win. What this means is that we're not going to a different team. I'm going to have my team, my people who down for me day one, everyone who down for me day one, we're going to grind it out, and we're going to win together. It can be in your relationship, anything. We don't grind it out. We're not going on no winning team. We're gonna make our own team, and we're gonna grind out till we win. We're not picking up a team. No, we're not going on another team that already won. No, we're gonna grind my team. We're gonna grind it out till the team win. Everyone win. Everyone bring something to the table. That's how we gonna win together. We're gonna eat. No, we're gonna sacrifice some things. But hey, we're going to eat, and at the end of the day, it's going to pay off. You know, it's going to pay off. But yes, that's today's motivation quote today. We ain't joining no winning teams. We grind until the teams win. The team win. So I'm going to win with my team who down with me. I'm down with them. I'm not going to change up on my team, stuff like that. I'm going to stay with my team, and we're going to grind it out. We ain't going grinding out. We're not going on no another team. We already know they winning, but we gonna focus on us, only us, and win together. And the outcome is looking in. We gonna win. We gonna eat. You know, we gonna eat. Somebody gonna bring something to the table. Somebody gonna bring something to the table. I'm bring some table. Everyone bring something to the table, and we gonna eat together. We're not gonna worry about everybody else's team. We gonna worry about ourselves, our team, and how we gonna get better. And so like that, and better, and grow as people, as a team. You know, as a team, and individually as well. I'm gonna eat. We gonna eat. If I bring something to the table, we gonna eat. If my team brings something to the table, they gonna eat as well. We all gonna eat, cause we all tripping and this team. You know, we gonna build our team up. We gonna help each other up and stuff like that. We gonna grind with each other. So that's motivation quote for today. So yeah, that's motivation quote today. Now that's about WNBA. Also today, players do got to tonight to declare for the NBA, the WNBA, I don't know why I said the NBA. Players, the women's, tonight's the last deadline, I guess, for women to declare if they've been getting drafted to the WNBA. We already know Caitlin Clark, I found South Carolina Center, she declared. A lot of players did declare for the WNBA draft. I'll see you just tonight. Today, we got injuries declared for the WNBA draft. So, it might be good. Of course, WNBA draft is Monday, April 15th. So, in Brooklyn. Also, I think it's sold out. Tickets already sold out. I'm not sure, so don't call me on that. But, that'd be like, you got enough time. But, I think for the women, it's like tonight. It's not like the deadline to declare if you going or staying. I guess they got tonight. I don't know how long is it. Like, how long the players got. But I think it's tonight they declare it. That's the last chance they can declare it. Or probably Thursday. I'm not sure. So I'm calling it that. But I know for certain people. I think it's tonight. I think tonight people got tonight declare if they leave. If they stay in one more year. Because, you know, college women do have a COVID year. So they can stay in one more year. Or they declare for the WNBA. You know, also, it's going to bring more views because, you know, you got injuries, Clayton Carr, and also a lot of names coming up in the WNBA draft. So, also, you got next year as well, so it's going to be fine. But you got some heavy hitters and stuff like that. Also, about change the game. So, it might be amazing, and I really, really, really enjoy it. You know, everybody declaring for, you know, the WNBA draft, and also everyone dreaming to go pro, you know. Also, about bringing a lot of ads on the WNBA. It's already ads on it, but about bringing more ads to the WNBA, and that's more revenue for them. And stuff like that, so players can get paid. Everyone can get paid. So, I can't wait. I'm excited about it. So, now let's move on to the NFL, of course. Stephon Diggs just got traded to the Houston Texans. So, congratulations to him. I think, I don't know what's going on with the Bills. I think they on rebuild mode, I guess. I do not know what's going on with the Bills. But they losing their players. So, Bills fans, how y'all feel right now? Y'all just trade Stephon Diggs for some draft, I think, some second round draft picks. So, yeah, some second round draft pick. So, Stephon Diggs going to Texas, Houston, Texas. So, congratulations to him. So, it's crazy. Also, I think this season, Houston and Buffalo do play against each other. So, Stephon Diggs will get his revenge. Also, he'll play against his brother as well. So, it could be a blessing as well. So, you know, it's also, got a drive. You know, I don't know how long drive. I think some, like, an hour or 2 hours. I'm not sure. But, you know, I know they happy. They is very, very happy and stuff like that. Because they can see each other. Like, one brother in Dallas. The other one is Houston, Texas. So, both of them in Texas, but one Dallas, Texas, another one Houston, Texas. It was like, I say, what, an hour, 2 hours drive to each other. I'm not sure, but they, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Each other can go each other game. They have, you know, one is like off, say like on like a bye week. They can go see each other brother game. If they, you know, so yeah, that'd be cool and stuff like that. So that's cool. But the NFL, like, free agent is going crazy. Man, it was going crazy. Teams are getting better. Teams are probably rebuilding. But Houston, Texas, they on a roll. They trying to win a chip. Like, they trying to be a contender team. They just got a big weapon. A good wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. So, and got CJ Stroud, good quarterback. A good rookie now in second year. So, this might be amazing. This might be so amazing. So, congratulations, Stephon Diggs. Who wants to Houston, you know, it's hot out there, so, you know, he's gonna be good weather out there, you know, good food out there as well, so he's gonna be good, you know. Also, it's gonna be good. Houston, back go up, go crazy, but I want to have Buffalo fans, how y'all feel about that? Are you guys excited? Are you guys hurt? Because I know y'all losing players back-to-back, like, good players back-to-back. Y'all got some players still there, but, like, rabbit season why, like, y'all need some new rabbit season. Also, y'all need that. I think they're going to probably draft a new rival season in a draft. So, we're going to see how to be work out and stuff like that. So, be on the lookout for that. But, now that's about yesterday's game. Now, let's move on to the NBA. Yesterday game, it was some good game. Tight Knicks game. Also, Joel Embiid did come back yesterday. So, he is back. So, congratulations to him. He is back. But, let's talk about these games. Bucks versus the Wizards. Good game. But the Wizards, of course, won. Bucks lost to the Wizards. Crazy. Bucks hit 113 to Wizards 117. Good game. Lakers versus the Raptors. I don't know why I said the Rockets. The Raptors. Lakers, you know, did they big one. Lakers hit 128 to Raptors 111. Good game. Heat versus the Knicks. It was like a good game. But the Knicks, of course, lost 99 to Heat 109. You had Tim Wood in the 76th game. This one, Joel Embiid did come back. It was a good game, good fault game, good battle. It came out to right, but Joel Embiid was exhausted, you know, been out so, you know, long time and trying to get regrouped and stuff like that. But 76th, of course, won 109 to OKC 105. Then got the Rockets and Tim Wood. Of course, Tim Wood won 113 to Rockets 106. They had the Spurs and the Nuggets. Of course, the Nuggets won the challenge from 110 to Spurs 105. Then got the Cavs versus the Jazz. Like, it was a good game. But, of course, the Cavs 129 to Jazz 113. Then got Dallas versus the Warriors. This game came down to the wire. This game did come down to the wire. Good game. But the Warriors, of course, 104 to Mavericks 100. Then you had the Clippers versus the Kings. Of course, the Kings 109 to Clippers 95. Then tonight game, back-to-back, Lakers versus the Wizards at 6 p.m. Then you got Trailblazers versus the Hornets at 6 p.m. Got the Indiana versus the Knicks. The Knicks at 6:30 p.m. Then you got the Detroit versus the Hawks at 6:30 p.m. Then you got the OKC versus the Celtics at 6:30 p.m. Then you got the Grizzlies versus the Bucks at 7 p.m. Then you got Orlando versus the Pelicans at 7 p.m. Then you got the Rockets versus the Timberwolves at 7 p.m. Then you got the Cavs versus the Sun at 9 p.m. So these games might be good. These games might be good. So I can't wait. I can't wait. But I always say this. In the East, of course, Celtics, number one, Bucks, Cavs, Orlando, New York, Indiana, Heat, 76ers, Bulls, Hawks, Brooklyn, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, and Detroit. I don't know. Like, between Detroit, both of them are eliminated. Detroit and the Wizards, they both eliminated, right? They both eliminated. I want to know who's going to end up in the 15th seed and the 14th seed. I want to see which team going to end up in who. So, hopefully. Now, in the West, challenge. Both teams did clutch a playoff spot. But the standings, they clutched playoff spot. But they didn't clutch the seed. Right now, the number one seed right now is the champs, Nuggets. So, the Nuggets, Timberwolves, OKC, Clippers, Dallas, Pels, Kings, Suns, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzlies, Trailblazers, Spurs. Same thing for the Spurs and the Trailblazers. I want to see who will end up who. Will the Trailblazers end up the 15th seed? Or the Spurs end up in the 14th seed? It can go in both ways. Both of them neck-to-neck, but hey, we're going to see what it is. But, like I said, it's a challenge. It's like a really, really challenge for the first seed, the second seed, and the third seed. It's a challenge. Like, I want to know who will end up, because it's like, It's a tight race. Nuggets, Timberwolves, and the OKC, like a tight race. Who will get that first seed? Who will end up with the first seed? Because you can go either both ways. These teams are good. It can go up in a good way or a bad way. But this is a good game, and I can't wait, you know. Can't wait to see who's who end up who gonna end up where, and stuff like that. So, I'm excited about it. So, man, get your popcorn ready, because the West is a challenge. It's like uphill battle. You don't know if the Nuggets, the Timberwolves, OKC, which one gonna end where. But you gotta enjoy. You gotta really enjoy. You gotta really love it. Man, you gotta love it. You just gotta love that spark, that energy, that hunger and stuff like that. So you gotta love it. You gotta really, really, really enjoy it. So yeah. So we go. Of course, I'm reminding you, Motivation Wednesday quote is, we ain't joining no team, no winning team. We gonna grind till the team win as a group, at a union. My people who I mess with, who on my team and I'm on their team, we gonna win together. We ain't joining no winning team. We gonna make our own team and we gonna win together as a group. So, that's my best quote for today. Let me know how you guys feel about the WNBA draft, like, right now. How y'all guys feel? Because WNBA draft is April 15th. It's coming very, very soon. Got, I say, this week. Then we got next week. And then that's next following Monday, the draft starts. So, how you guys feel like that? They about to change these. Excuse me, man. It's like these players, these lovely, lovely women, that have a life change. Like, their dreams about come true. About get drafted in a WNBA team. Also, probably play on their favorite team as well. So, it's a blessing to see. So, how you guys feel about that? Also, how you guys feel about the NFL right now? How you guys feel like the Buffalo? How you guys feel about y'all just trade Stephon Diggs? Also, Houston, Texas, how y'all guys feel about Stephon Diggs joining? How you guys feel about y'all guys about to be a contender team? Like, everyone not y'all at first nobody y'all shock everyone. Now everybody taking out more serious. So how y'all feel about that? Also, NBA. How you guys feel about the NBA games? Are you guys like? Are you guys excited because your team making the playoff and stuff like that? How you guys feel about that? Let me know. Also, how you guys feel about the motivation quote? Do it like it's like yeah, that's the point. It hit the spot. It clicked with me. It clicked with me, and that's so true. So I got to feel about motivation quote for today. How you guys feel like that? So let me know. But before we go, let's take a deep breath in. I'm gonna let it out. Hitting the breath in. I'm gonna let it out. I'm God first, so first. Have you seen salute, salute to you guys? Don't y'all be able to salute. God first, kid first, self first. You never intellectual with kids. Salute, salute to you guys. Don't y'all pick. God first, yourself. You never intellectual with no kids. Salute, salute to you guys. God first, kid self. Shout out to single parents. I thought don't y'all pick. Salute, salute to you guys. Don't y'all pick. But I want to say shout out to everyone. Overseas, love. Love you guys so much. Shout out to her in the U.S. Love. Love you guys so much. Also, make sure you guys check out us on Go listen to us on season 1, season 2, season 3, still on season 4. Season 4 coming very, very shortly. Coming to the end very, very shortly. But check us out on season, all the season. Go check it out. Go listen to it. Also, make sure you guys go tell a friend, tell a friend, tell everybody you know. Today, people, today, people, today, people. To everyone that you know about Shaita Empire. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Of course, we have not been on Wisdom shortly, but we're going to be back on that. But yes. Make sure you gotta tell everybody that you know, put it on for your dog, your cat, your snake, whatever. Put it on for them. And hope you guys enjoy you guys, rest of you guys. Wednesday, I always say this. If nobody love, we love you. Also, I want to say, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. But before we go, like I said, if nobody love, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And today's quote was, we ain't joining no winning team, we grind until the team win. So that's motivation quote today. Let it sink in. You're like, dang, that's a good quote. And go back, go for it. So peace and love.
You guys on the Chi-Town Empire show, come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire show. We love you guys. We gone.